If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
110 years later, Roger Badish, we could have, a lot of people are talking about this predictions for a World Series between the Cubs and Sox.
I'm still apprehensive. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm very apprehensive. I love what's happening. Please, every time that they win, even though I don't watch it or listen to it, but I see the results. I follow it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I get really excited.
Well, listen to this. Cubs are 17-5.
Look at that.
The Sox are 17-8. Mm-hmm. Best two teams in baseball.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because and the other thing is, too, they're saying that these are the best starts they've seen since like 1906, 1907, mm-hmm. and 1945 when we were in the World Series.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So the only time besides 1906 that both teams made into the postseason when both flamed out in the division series was Joe Madden's Rays beat the Sox. Believe it or not, it was Joe Madden's Rays that beat the
Wow.
Sox. And the Dodgers swept the Cubs. And the Cubs haven't had, again, this great start of a season so since 1907 and 45. Now, here's something I pulled from the Chicago Tribune in 1907. It said, last night Chicago was baseball mad. The Tribune reported after the Sox clinched the American League pennant, men stood and cheered in elevated trains when the news was passed along that the Sox were safe and Chicago now had two pennants and the World's Championship. The awesome Cubs, led by manager and first baseman Frank Chance, would demolish the hitless wonders. The Cubs exuded quality, starting with the immortal double play combination of shortstop Joe Tinker, mm-hmm. second baseman Johnny Evers, and Chance. So those Tinker, Evers, and Chance.
That's right.
Obviously. Sox owner Charles Comiskey's players had a team batting average of .228, not 1.3 hitter, and their pitching was shaky. Fan rivalry was intense. Tempers flared in bars.
Really?
Wow. I think that would happen here.
That was true North and South Side rivalry. Yeah, and it still is.
Yeah, it totally is. Oh, my God. You know, I've got friends that will not. When the Sox were in the World Series, you know, back in mm-hmm. 2005, they whatever the opposing team was, and I remember what it was at the time, that's the jerseys they would wear.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty big rivalry here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, October 9th was the opening day of the series. Business stopped and City Hall closed down.
Wow.
At the time, tickets were $2 for box seats, 50 cents for bleachers.
I wish. Oh, I wish. Oh, I wish.
The team split the first four games, then the White Sox took game five. They needed only one more game to win the series. Nearly 20,000 jammed Comiskey Park, and thousands waited in the streets. With Cubs ace three-finger Brown on the mound, a seventh game seemed certain. Cubs scored a run in the first inning, but the Sox now called. The hitting wonder scored three, then exploded with four in the second. In the Cubs' ninth, with the score 8-3 and two out, Frank Schulte hit a weak ground ball to the mound. Doc White tossed to first and ran for his life as Sox fans swarmed onto the field in the streets that night. Bonfires were set for a party that lasted into the morning. Cubs faithful stayed inside and mourned and embittered. Frank Chance said, there's one thing I will never believe is that the Sox are better than the Cubs. But he did get redemption when the Cubs won the 1907 and 08 World Series. And that's a little history there for you.
Wow.
So there's only other World Series, like three or four of them, that had crosstown teams. So in 1921 and 1922, the New York Giants beat the New York Yankees in five games.
Oh, those two teams, mm-hmm. the rivalry there in New York between those two teams is historic.
Yeah. Giants and the Yankees, because it was 2000, it was the Yankees and the Mets. But Giants in New York.
Yeah.
The World Series was being used frequently, although they weren't calling it the World Series at the time. They really started calling it during that series as the World's Series because it was happening in New York for some reason. It was played at the Polo Grounds because it housed both teams with home teams alternating.
Mm.
So back then there was no, you know,
two
no Yankee Stadium
right,
or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
No, not even Yankee Stadium. It was it was called the Polo Grounds. But of course, we never won a World Series at Wrigley.
Oh, really? They were one on the road?
No.
Oh.
When we won in 1907 and 1908,
it was at
it was at a
Wrigley wasn't open.
West Side Fields or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
The 1944 World Series was an all St. Louis series with the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns at Sportsman Park. It only marked the third time in World Series history that both teams had the same home field. So that'd be really bizarre.
Yeah.
Having the same home field, like playing on the same field. You know?
But then you wouldn't have, it's not really a
rivalry?
A rivalry, because you're in the same building.
I agree.
Yeah.
So to me, it was the 1906-1907 World Series in 2000, Yankees and Mets. Now, as this past week, and I just lost my paperwork on this, but I was looking at the Vegas odds for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the Cubs by a mile, man.
Now, do you know if they've gone up or down since before the season?
I think it's stayed
about
pretty
the same?
Steady to
okay.
where it was, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Well, the Sox were rated pretty high, too.
No, you know what? They were number 14 or 15 in the ranking.
Really? I thought that right before the season began,
yes.
I thought they jumped up.
They did jump up, but
okay.
they're down
right.
again. They're back down for some reason, which I don't really understand.
Yeah.
But think about this. Let's just kind of enjoy this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Cubs and Sox in the World Series.
Ah.
How ridiculously crazy would this city get? And I do think, you know, they're talking about fights in the bars, fights on the L trains. I think that's totally possible.
It's very, like, light compared to what it would be now.
Yeah.
But it would shut the city down.
Totally.
Seriously.
Yeah. But, I mean, nobody would go to work.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. And everybody would be clamoring for tickets for both games. You'd be in a bar. You'd be at home. That's all you'd be doing is watching the game.
TV ratings through the roof.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
Especially just being the fact that the Cubs would be in the first World Series.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole country would be tuning in for that.
Yeah.
You know, that alone. But could you imagine, the scenario.
Yeah.
Seventh game.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Ninth inning. Oh. All right, I have to calm down here because I'm salivating and sweating.
And here at a time, too, that Wrigley, and I know a lot of people talk about this. We talked about it with Andy Mazur a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The field itself inside the ballpark looks spectacular. Yeah, there's some construction going on outside. I've heard people complain a little bit about the construction, how come they're not done. This is a 3-year project.
Yeah.
Or more, quite frankly, to build a ballpark that's going to last for my kids' kids, you know, so I'm kind of excited about that. But the inside of the ballpark itself is absolutely fabulous. Nothing has really changed so much inside. Bathroom's been upgraded a little bit, but, I still know where to find my smoky links.
There you go. Same spot.
Good. Yep, same spot. And, and I still know where to find the old style. And I think that's really important.
Well, don't they have old style different vendors though? Or?
No. No.
Oh,
When Bud got the pouring rights.
Yeah.
They booted, old style out.
Uh-huh.
And there was a petition. I actually had the president of, the Metropolis brothers who run the brewery that own Old Style now, we had them on, and there was a petition that was signed to keep Old Style at Wrigley, and it got to stay because it was there since the 1950s. So yeah, Old Style is definitely, but it's no longer sold in the stands, and you got to only find it in two spots. There's two spots for draft, one spot for bottles.
You know what I wish they
would
bring back,
my friend.
Huh? I know everyone's got exclusive deals now.
Yeah.
I wish they'd bring back Hams. I know a lot of people say it's a cheap beer, but you know what? I grew
so
up
is Old
on
Style.
That.
Yeah, so it's Old Style, by the way. But wait a minute. Was Hams, and forgive me, because I know Bud was there for a while. Hams was served in the ballpark.
Yes.
Okay.
It was on the back of the programs.
Because I know Channel 9 and WGN Radio, that was a sponsor.
Right.
But they had
Old Style and they had Hams.
Look at that.
And they had Frosty Malts and, oh God, those Frosty Malts.
Remember
in the cup with the wooden spoon, and I would slosh it up. I would let it melt a little bit and mix it up. Oh my gosh! And the hot dogs.
You're getting me ready, brother.
I'm sorry.
You're getting me ready for today.
I know. I haven't been in
just a few hours. Yes,
a couple of years. I haven't been there.
Really?
I can't afford it.
Oh, we might have to go to a game then, Roger Badish.
Oh. God,
I have to go to a
game. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Well, listen. Now the Cubs and the White Sox will meet just four times, as they will do four consecutive days. Remember, it used to be split in the summer when we did the crosstown.
Right. Yeah, there would be like 3 and 3 or something like that.
Yeah, it's the White Sox will host two games on the 25th and 26th of July, and then the series shifts to Wrigley Field for two more on the 27th and 28th.
Okay.
So there you have it.